The sort of daily routine on the farm, like when you were a boy, what time did everybody get up, and did you come in for tea, or how did it happen?
Well, when I was quite a young boy, I suppose my father wasn't exactly a working farmer, you know. And neither was he quite a gentleman farmer, but on the other hand, he didn't actually sort of do a lot. He sort of ran the place, but didn't actually work that much. So I suppose our time for getting up in the house would have been about 7 o'clock, something like that.
Yes.
But when we had horses, I'm sure chaps that looked after the horses, they would have been there at about 5:30 feeding the horses and that sort of thing. And that reminds me too, at the lower end of the cottage in the drive, there was this old chap that was used to be the farm foreman. my father went to Novotny in about 1928, and this chap, he would have known all the ropes, you know, and he would have sort of helped my father run the place for a while. An old chap called Joe Wood. John Lane will know the name, Joe Wood. And his wife. And I'm not answering your question at the moment, but I will in a minute.
Don't worry. It's a personal interest more than anything.
We used to have a milking cow, of course. And my uncle lived sort of down on the road from Shelsley to Stamford, the one that I previously mentioned. So every morning, milk had to be carried down to them in an enamel jug thing, you know? And I used to go with the stockman down to take it down to my uncle and aunt. And on the way back, we called in at Joe Woods on the way back once, and I was couldn't be more than about 4 or 5. And old Mrs. Wood came out and she said, "Oh, you're thirsty, John." And so I said, "Oh," I probably said, "Oh, yes, please." She said, "Well, you better have a drop of cider then."
Gosh. Do you like it?
I didn't dislike it.
Gosh.
No,
home brewed as well.
Well, the men would have come about 7 o'clock in the morning. Later on, it was about 8 o'clock in the morning. And then they'd have lunch from 1 till 2. Then they'd go home about 5, unless, of course, it was hay making or hot picking or, you know, anything else, and there'd be overtime for them, you know. Certainly in hay making, you know, they'd probably be there. You know, there was double summertime in the war, wasn't there? So it would probably stay light until 10 or 5:30. So they might have been there till 10 o'clock at night, you know, getting hay in.
Wow.